This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Harvest has begun for many farmers in the area, and a little disease is present in the grain that's being hauled to the elevators. I visited with Andrew Paluska, who's the grain manager for CHS at their Louder location, and Andrew said overall farmers are happy with the yields they're seeing and that the disease is most present in early planted corn.
There have been some quality concerns. There's been some cob rot diplodia in the new corn. I want to cross my fingers, but it seems like it is getting better as we move into as more and more guys get started and they get into their maybe a little later planted corn. The average damage has been coming down each day, so we're hopeful that trend continues.
And have you heard any talk about yields? What are the farmers saying when they're coming in? Do they like what they're seeing?
So far, I think they've been pretty happy with what they've seen. I'd say in this general area, if I had to put an average on it today from the few fields that we have out, I would put us around 225 bushels the acre. So it's not our best crop we've ever had, but it's right there as one of the top two or three that we've probably had in this area.
And you mentioned with the grain that's coming in, a little bit of disease. What about moisture? How have those levels been?
It seems like now a lot of guys are getting into moisture levels anywhere from 18 to 20% is probably our average run here the last couple of days. There's still wetter corn out there, but most guys are trying to avoid those fields and finding their drier fields. So I'd say average coming in today is probably around that 19% area.
I'm not sure how much storage you have there at the Louder location, but do you foresee storage being an issue this year if we keep having large yields and have a bigger crop, or what are your thoughts as far as storage goes?
Yes, I think it could be an issue. We've got a lot of space at Louder, and we've got a ground pile, so if it comes to it, we'll use the ground pile at the end. But for other elevators that may be short space, I think it could be an issue. We've seen basis levels back off at the river, and so that trickles into the interior elevators are starting to back off. And I encourage guys, if they haven't signed up for either DP or storage, either with us or their local elevator, that they probably figure out about what they need and make that call, because I think if the weather stays right and we get rolling along, I think it could become an issue here, you know, towards about latter half of harvest.
Andrew, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you'd like to mention or anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Oh, just I'd say just be careful out there. This is the time of year that we run long hours, and the farmers run long hours, and if we get a good stretch of weather without any rain, that people get fatigued and get careless, and be careful out there on the road. I know that there's a lot more traffic around than normal in most of our rural areas, so watch out for those slow-moving vehicles and the semis moving up and down the highways and roads.
And once again, that was Andrew Paluska, the grain manager for CHS. And we'll have more farm news after these messages. John Deere has new products available that improve productivity, are more efficient, and make certain pieces of equipment easier to operate. I had a chance to visit with John Deere's application equipment product marketing manager, Dave Mulder. The first item we visited about was a new spreader John Deere released in May of this year. Dave said they had a gap in the product line and are excited to make this available to farmers.
This is the new high-capacity nutrient applicator, our F4365. It features the Deere 9.0-liter engine, 365 horsepower up to 400 horsepower. Has a 330 cubic foot dry spinner spreader from New Leader. And it really helps producers that are looking out to get that timing of window of high application rates of fertilizer and ag lime out there in a very comfortable, high-speed application. It's been a great product that we're just excited here to introduce both to the ag service provider market, ag retailers, as well as our large producer customers.
The next item we discussed was ExactApply nozzle control. Dave said the technology can lead to 2 to 5% savings on inputs.
We have here today showcased our ExactApply nozzle control. It's really focusing on improved application accuracy and consistency and coverage. So it's a pulse width modulation system that pulses at 30 hertz for improved coverage and efficacy, as well as individual nozzle control. So getting much more precise in the application, as well as providing input savings up to 2 to 5% over their comparative systems today with section control.
And the last item I talked about with Dave was AutoTrac guidance.
For the guys that are spraying, throughout the growth season, people want improved productivity, efficiency, and ease of operation, right? This one is our AutoTrac RowSense and AutoTrac Vision system. It's a guidance system that helps guide the sprayer down the rows and keeps the sprayer from running on top of that crop. Works in 30-inch corn and soybean rows, cotton, some other crops as well. But it really helps reduce the overall fatigue of that operator. It can be pretty stressful for those operators running at higher speeds down row crop, not damaging that crop. So the AutoTrac RowSense and guidance system really helps that producer get more productivity out of the spray, more acres done per day. So it helps them in that timeliness of the window, as well as from an ag service provider getting more acres done with less damage to the crop as well.
Dave Mulder, Application Equipment Marketing Manager for John Deere. In other news, bankers say weak farm income continues to weigh down the economy in rural parts of 10 plains and western states. The overall rural economic index for the region remained in negative territory and declined to 37.3 in September from August 41.1. Survey officials say any score below 50 on any of the survey's indexes suggests a decline in that area. Creighton University economist Ernie Gross says farm income is expected to decline 12% over last year. That is limiting spending by farmers and hurting the economy in rural areas. Bankers from Colorado, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming were all surveyed. Gross says the number of farm loan defaults hasn't increased significantly over the past year, but more loans are being restructured. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.